أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنات وجنة نعيم. Previously, yesterday, we read that mort is a reality, and when mort comes, every person realizes that life was not in his control. Life, when we were born, that was not in our control. We did not make any arrangements for us to come into this world. It is Allah who made our bodies, and that is also in a very fantastic way. How Allah Ta'ala had made the body, placed all the organs in their places, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, all the various parts. And then when mort comes, then all the doctors together, scientists together, all the awliya, the ulama together cannot stop that person from dying. The death is a reality. And once the ruh is gone out of a person, then it cannot be brought back again. Nobody can bring it back again. So, and so that just as mort is a reality and everyone has to accept it, even a hardcore atheist has to accept that mort is a reality. Similarly, the rewards of our actions, good and bad, is also a reality just like that. How we had lived, our beliefs being the most important, and then what our actions were, according to that will be our resurrection, our dying, our life in the qabr. All that will depend on how our lives, we lived our lives, our public lives, our private lives, outside our actions, the heart, the actions of the heart, all that is very, very important. So that is also a reality. So then when finally mort will come, in fact, according to some hadith, before mort comes, the person is informed that which side he will be. Yet the Quran Sharif has informed us of three groups that are made at the time of death. The one group, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. So جو اگر وہ مردہ ہوا مقرب لوگوں میں. If that person who is dying is a person of the very close friends of Allah Ta'ala, whom we call the awliya, whom we call the ones that are very close, who have passed with distinction, those people who had excelled in the obedience of Allah, stayed away from all sin, regularly made tawbah and istighfar for any wrong that was committed, and they excelled in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, for such people, فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمُ. تو راحت ہے اور روزی ہے اور باغ نعمت کا. For those people will be great comfort. That jannat of theirs will excel far beyond imagination also. And they will have the best of everything, every moment. And they will remain young forever. Never no illness in there. No sorrow and sadness in there. And every type of enjoyment all the time. Waraihan. And they will have sustenance, rosy. Or they will have very, the air will be scented. A scented breeze will be blowing all the time for them. وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ or بَاغْ نِعْمَتْكَ. And they will have gardens of great, great ni'mats and enjoyments. So that is what we have to strive for. And if we can't strive so much, then we are told in the hadith, make dua. Whenever you ask Allah of Jannat, ask Him the highest Jannatul Firdaus. So we must continuously make dua also, and we know that with all our worldly pursuits, where we make dua, we make effort also. For our rozi, we all will make effort the whole day. For all of our medicine, for health, we will take medicine, we will go to doctors, etc. So for this also, dua also we must make, and effort also we must make, that we are fully in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and stay away from His disobedience. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. اور جو اگر وہ ہوا دہنے والوں میں. And if that person was from the people of the right side, that is, he was also righteous, but he did not reach the stage of the muqarrabin, of those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. But he was also of the righteous, that is, the people of the lower stages of Jannah. For such people it will be said, either it will be at the time of death in the qabr, فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. تو سلامتی پہنچی تجھ کو دہنے والوں سے. Then salam, peace will be made, salam will be made. They will be said, don't worry, you will also be in peace. And this will be from the other people who are on the right side. Or it will be from Allah Ta'ala's side or the Malaika. There's this good news, glad tidings are given to a person even before he dies, just before he dies. And then his ruh goes out. And he is told that you will have peace also. You don't have to be afraid. But they won't get that jannat which the other people got, which is of the highest stage. Then however, may Allah protect us all. The third group, وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ. اور جو اگر وہ ہوا جھٹلانے والوں بہکنے والوں میں سے. However, if he was amongst those people who falsified, they did not believe in life after death, they did not believe in the Quran Sharif, they did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, their beliefs were corrupt. And today we have to be very careful. Lot of effort is being made to corrupt our beliefs in the name of Islam. Our iman is being corrupted. Like for example, within, if you're one side, you are the Shias, the Salafis, etc., then the Barelwis, all these people, which not just some actions, but there are some beliefs that are also completely distorted. And a person starts with just believing in Allah and in Deen as he should be. And this every person has to be careful. There was a Muslim working for two Christians, and he was very pious, reading Quran Sharif daily. They enjoyed his reading, etc. They asked him about Islam. He told them, they accepted Islam, and then he taught them Islam. They were practicing Islam. But when his time of death came, he said, I'm a Christian. They took him to a pious person, an alim, to explain to him. He said, I've become Christian. So we don't know what our condition can be at the time of death. There were two brothers, one was living on the lower floor and one on the top floor. The brother on the top floor was living a very impious life, was sinning very greatly. And the brother in the lower floor was living a very pious life, very uprighteous life. After 20 years, the brother of the top thought to himself that this is not right what I'm doing. I'm living a life of sin and impiety. I must go and join my brother who is so pious, and I must also become pious like him. At the same time, the brother at the lower floor, he thought that I'm living this 20 years in my piety, I'm not enjoying life. My brother on top is having fun, he's enjoying life. I must go and join him, and so that I can also enjoy with him and have the fun of life. As the one was coming down, the other one was going up, they tripped and they fell and they died. The one died now with a tawbah to change his life after living his life of 20 years of impiety. And the one who was righteous, he also changed his intention to live a life of impiety, and both died in that condition. So maut is not at that time our condition. We have to be very concerned. Today commonly also we speak to one another, we go and visit an ill person, everyone will be making dua for things of this dunya. May Allah give you good health, may Allah give you a long life, but hardly anyone will say, may Allah keep you with iman, take you with iman. That we doesn't come to our mind also. We are also, if we are ill ourselves, we make dua for ourselves, we make dua for our health, or we make dua for rozi, for money, or for all other things. But how many of us make dua that we must remain steadfast on iman at the time of death? This is very, very the most important thing. And the first thing that we should be always making dua for, that we die on iman. So those who falsified and denied the truth and who went astray, for those people, فَنُزُلُمْ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ تو مہمانی ہے جلدہ پانی. They will be entertained with boiling water first of all. Hot boiling water, that will be what they will be given first. With asliyatu jahim, or dalna agme, and then they will be thrown into the blazing fire. So that this little life of ours, it seems a long life, but it is a very short life compared to one day of the Akhirah. The Akhirah is a life forever and ever. And no enjoyments of this world can compare with the lowest enjoyments of Jannah. And no suffering of this world can compare with the lowest suffering of Jahannam. That will be too terrible. So that will be how they will be. Inna hadha lahuwa haqqul yaqeen. Allah says this that we have stated in the surah of the three groups and the enjoyments of Jannah and the punishments of Jahannam, and in the whole Quran, this is absolute truth. You have no doubt in it whatsoever. Don't let any doubt come into you. Don't falsify it. Have your iman, your beliefs must be correct. That is the most important. And then your amal must also correspond. And then you have no problem whatsoever. And this is an absolute truth. And in order, when people put doubts in the minds of the Muslims, when people put today at workplaces, social gatherings, schools, universities, lot of doubts are being put on our youngsters. Holiday season, December, January, people where and where they go and what they doing. Regularly all different types of parties are taking place. And dance parties and singing parties and all various things. And our youngsters are getting caught up in all this. And even our elders, we are giving them money to go to these places and to go to this, what we think is fun and enjoyment. So when that happens, when these doubts will come, so Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. So bol paaki apne Rabb ke naam se, jo sab se bara hai. Then sing the praises of Allah. Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Ulama, Arifin have written, this has a great cleansing effect on the heart. When we say, Ya Allah, you are pure, in return Allah purifies our heart. When we say, Alhamdulillah, O Allah, all praise belongs to you. Allah brings qualities of praise within us. So reading this, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, third kalima, etc. Or the last hadith sharif of Bukhari sharif, Kalimatan habibatan ila rahman. They are two words which Allah loves very much. Khafifatani ala lisan. Very easy to say them. Thaqilatani fil mizan. But very heavy on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. These two words, we should try and read one tasbih of that also at least every day. Manana Shabbi Rahmat Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, at the end of this surah, where this came, he says, I like to quote the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, which is this hadith. So this we should try and read. It strengthens the heart, it gives spiritual power. When we feel low and we get inclined towards sin and we don't want to do good deeds, read in abundance Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. This will help us tremendously. So in a very beautiful way Allah has presented the surah to us. For us is to take the lesson, and that we cleanse our heart, our beliefs must be correct, our actions must be correct, then we have no problem there. Allah did not deny us the dunya, but don't indulge in dunya. Remember, akhirat is our object, deen is our object, and that is what we must make effort for. And together with that, more importance we must give to deen all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make us all amongst the muqarrabeen by His special favors and kindness. What du'as we make and what we wish from Allah, Allah will do accordingly for us also, even if we are weak in our actions. May Allah be kind to us and let us all die on iman and be amongst the muqarrabeen, inshallah.